Every voiceover talent, from beginners to intermediate to veterans, want to have feedback on their audition. This can be a very costly endeavor. VO Radio has just the solution with our Audition Underground. Here's another voiceover talent brave enough to enter the Audition Underground zone on VO Radio.
Okay, so it's that time again, as you heard. And if you want to submit your audition to the Audition Underground, go to the website, go to the Listeners tab, and scroll down to where it says Audition Underground. And we're going to be changing those actually Monday. Or wait, what's Friday, right? Friday, we're changing those scripts out to new scripts. So the month of May, new scripts are going to be running. So if you've done these before and you submitted it, you want to submit some new scripts, feel free to go for it. But there's your chance to be part of the Audition Underground like Nevin is today. So let's go ahead and take a listen to today's Audition Underground. Here he is, Nevin.
Nevin Stoltz.
For many years, writers, treasure hunters, meteorologists, and geologists have been trying to prove the urban legend of the Bermuda Triangle. Also known as the Devil's Triangle, the area includes the western section of the North Atlantic. Ships and aircraft have disappeared under mysterious circumstances. More current and in-depth research has revealed that the number of missing ships and planes is proportionately no different than anywhere else in the ocean.
Really cool. Let's go ahead and see about it one time.
VO Radio.
One more time.
Nevin Stoltz.
For many years, writers, treasure hunters, meteorologists, and geologists have been trying to prove the urban legend of the Bermuda Triangle. Also known as the Devil's Triangle, the area includes the western section of the North Atlantic. Ships and aircraft have disappeared under mysterious circumstances. More current and in-depth research has revealed that the number of missing ships and planes is proportionately no different than anywhere else in the ocean.
There you go, Nevin. What do you think, Deb?
Okay, so, hi, Nevin. Nice to hear your voice, honey. It's been a while. I would like to say that I feel you sound more like a news reader. I feel like you're reading me a news story. So I feel like there's, and what I'm hearing from you is patterns. I'm hearing very patternistic endings of your sentences, beginning of your sentences. They're all ending and starting the same. And that, for me, is a bit of the enemy in this situation. I love your voice, Nevin. I love you. You're wonderful. I like the tone in your vocals. But the other thing I'd like you to consider is when you say writers, treasure hunters, meteorologists, and geologists, are they really the same thing?
Right.
Because when I hear you read them to me, they sound like the exact same thing, and they don't have individual personalities. I'd love to recommend to all of you, when you get a list, try and give it. It's not about pauses or anything. It's about giving them individual attention to the way their personality would be. Writers have a different personality than a treasure hunter, which has a different personality, et cetera, et cetera. So that's one place you can play with it. I also beg everybody, stop following the punctuation. And I know there's a few coaches who disagree with me wholeheartedly, but stop following the punctuation, because out of 100 people that I get today in that casting, 99 of you are going to be the same, or 95 of you are going to be the same. Some of you are going to do something just a little bit different that takes me for a little bit of a surprise. So for me, the patterns were very distracting, that it didn't make me hear the story the way I know you would have liked me to. So I would like you to change the patterns that I'm hearing. Listen to the way you drop the end of your sentences. Listen to the way that you start all the sentences. And then you'll hear that pattern that I'm talking about. And just some little more individual attention, so it doesn't sound like a newscaster reporting something he doesn't care about.
Exactly. You know, that's funny. You read my mind. He sounded very news anchory, like he was doing a report from on location or about a news topic. So
100%.
You read my mind. Dawn, what do you think, Dawn?
Yeah, no, I agree completely. But I mean, that being said, first of all, I love the tone. It's very folksy. I see a great place for that voice in the audiobook world, and a lot of genre-specific stuff where that voice would, you know, just be perfect. And it is a great voice, really easy to listen to. But it was read like a news announcer, and that's fine. If you're a news announcer, that's perfect. You're booking that gig. But this is, if you look at the specs, it's mysterious and curious. I didn't hear any mystery or curiosity.
None.
I heard
fact
presentation. And so a couple of things that Debbie hit on that I agree, disagree with. So I agree what she says about the list, but I just characterize it a little differently than she does. When I talk to people about how to do lists, she's talking about their personality. And I tell you to focus on how you feel about the thing. How do you feel about writers? How do you feel about treasure hunters? If your list of fruit, how do you feel about apples? Not the same way as you feel about pineapples. If you just let your brain go for 1 second for each item on that list, how you feel about it, or whatever's right in the circumstance of the narration you're doing, they're not going to sound the same.
Really good.
You were performing. I don't want you to perform. I want this to be organic. Which means, when you're performing, that's how you get patterns and things.
Right.
Because you're just trying to sound a certain way. But get organically into the story. And remember, it's all about discovery. You don't know any of this. You've never read this script before. It's all just words you're making up. So let's hear you make it up. Let's hear you thinking. Let's hear you curious.
Let's hear you improvising.
And that will change the world completely.
Exactly. Whoa. Great stuff. There you go.
So great material to start
with. Yeah, really
those
good.
Those are the places to build.
Really good, Nevin. Good work. Hopefully that gives you some food for thought, for sure. Great feedback. So don't forget, you can submit your audition to the Audition Underground. Go to the website, go to the listener tab, and then go down to where it says Audition Underground. So, and speaking of which, let's move on and wrap things up with our trivia question.
We've all played our own game of Trivia Pursuit in the past. How good are you at trivia?
Woohoo!